This morning, we continue our series, California in Crisis, with a look at the state's troubled prison system. It was once a model for other states. Now it's become an example of what every state wants to avoid. California is spending more than $10 billion a year on its prisons, and the result has been overcrowded, crumbling facilities without any of the education and work programs California was once known for. Joining us to talk about what went wrong here in California is NPR's police and prison correspondent, Laura Sullivan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's get a quick sketch of how things got so bad with the prisons here in California.
Okay, so you have to picture California's prison system like a giant freight train. Now picture this freight train slowly plummeting off the edge of a ravine. And the cars crashing down on top of it represent all of its problems. Healthcare system so bad that it's in federal receivership. Facilities more than 100 years old, jam-packed at three times their capacity. An unbelievably powerful union and the highest recidivism rate in the country. And to try to figure out how this train fell off this cliff, almost all of the experts point to sort of one idea, and that is the Get Tough on Crime laws passed in the 1990s that sent a modest inmate population of about 25,000 inmates soaring to what is now the highest in the country, somewhere around 175,000 inmates. And now suddenly there's no money for anything else.
That is a stunning number. And you wonder, I was here in the early 1990s. I don't recall a crime wave that bad that would have led to laws like this being passed.
The entire country at the time was in the throes of the crack wars. But the funny thing is that crime wasn't any worse in California than it was in any of the other parts of the country. It's just that California has this reputation as a sort of liberal, you know, tree-hugging, you know, kind of place. But it's actually a stealth law and order kind of state. And every time there's a measure on the ballot to repeal some of these stringent laws, like three strikes you're out, they get rejected.
And what impact have these laws had on the number of people on parole and probation?
A huge impact. California has the strictest parole sanctions in the country. You miss an appointment, you go back to prison. You move without permission, you go back to prison. Interestingly, Texas used to have some of these same strict parole laws until they realized that they couldn't afford them. Instead, the state just quietly stopped sending parole violators back to prison for technical violations. And they don't have the overcrowding or fiscal problem that California has. I mean, just consider some of these numbers. Every year, California releases 120,000 inmates on parole. And every year, they send 75,000 of them back to prison, not for committing a new crime, but for violating a technical requirement of their parole. It is the fuel on the fire of prison overcrowding.
And you just mentioned a moment ago the union. That would be the Union of Correctional Officers. Those are the guys that guard the prisoners in the prison. This is a very powerful political force as well as a powerful union.
Exactly. I mean, through campaign donations, they've been able to make or break legislators. And the result is that its 33,000 members are the highest paid officers in the country. But the union, it's also the main backer of political action committees like Crime Victims United of California and ballot measures, whose sole purpose is to push for longer sentences and harsher penalties. And that has led to much of the prison overcrowding, which, of course, leads to the need for more correctional officers. Now, the union, for their part, they make no apologies about this. They say they have one of the most dangerous jobs in the state, and they do. They say they're understaffed, and they are. There were over 9,000 assaults on officers last year. The union says it's only fighting for what's fair.
And do they take that fight to court?
The union seems to be in court about once a month. In February, even, they sued for something called donning and doffing pay, which is getting paid for the amount of time it takes to put on and take off your uniform. But all of this, at the end of the day, is part of the same cycle. These tough laws mean more prison time. More prison time means overcrowding. Overcrowding means there's no money for the facilities or the health care or the programs that would rehabilitate people and keep them from coming back to prison. And it's just a vicious cycle that they can't seem to pull their way out of.
Laura, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's police and prisons correspondent, Laura Sullivan.